Commentator Kevin Blackstone is thrilled that two black coaches, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith, will be leading the Indianapolis Colts and the Chicago Bears into the Super Bowl on February 4th. But the former sports columnist says something else in football happened this week, although it hasn't gotten as much attention. But he says when you take the long view with African Americans in sports, what happened this week is a big step forward, too.
Remember when John Thompson became the first black coach to win the Final Four? Remember what he said when someone asked him how it felt to be the first? "The biggest thing that leaps out of my mind," Thompson said 23 years ago, "is all of the people of my race who never had an opportunity to experience what I have." The quote popped into my mind this week when I heard for the umpteenth time that Colts coach Tony Dungy and Bears coach Lovie Smith had just become NFL firsts, black head coaches in the Super Bowl. Wow, that proves it. Black men can coach as well as white men. Well, guess what? They always could. All they ever needed, all they ever wanted, was what Dungy and Smith made the most of: opportunity. That's why the history Dungy and Smith made last weekend wasn't as important as something that was unfolding in Pittsburgh at the same time. That same Sunday, the Steelers, the defending Super Bowl champions, were about to make a Minnesota assistant their new head man. He was unheard of, Mike Tomlin. He was just 34 years old. And after we all saw his picture, we discovered he was black too. There was a time when such a black head coaching wannabe wouldn't have dared to have such a dream, because he knew it wasn't going to happen. Look at Romeo Crennel, for example. He started coaching in 1970 as a college assistant. In 1981, he got his first job in the pros. In 2002, he won his first of three Super Bowl rings as a Patriots assistant. Finally, 2 years ago, he was given the chance to run his own team, the Cleveland Browns. Crennel was 57 by then. Who knows how many black men capable of being NFL head coaches have been ignored, overlooked, and denied for as long as Crennel. The first black coach in the NFL was Fritz Pollard in 1921. The next was Art Shell in 1989. That's why Mike Tomlin's hiring in Pittsburgh is more reason to be hopeful. It shows that finally, the NFL may be giving black men the same opportunities as their white peers. I know why it has taken so long. Bengals boss Mike Brown admitted a few years ago that he just never got around to interviewing a black man for any top job. He didn't until a few years ago when a new league rule, the Rooney Rule, forced him. It was the brainchild of the late Johnny Cochran. It mandates that every team with a head coaching vacancy has to interview at least one minority candidate. Brown hired Marvin Lewis in 2003 as the Bengals' first black head coach. Last season, there were a record 7 black head coaches in the NFL. It's great that two of them are headed to the Super Bowl, but it's the opportunity that is finally being afforded them that's the marvelous thing.
Commentator Kevin Blackstone is a former sports columnist for the Dallas Morning News. He lives in Hyattsville, Maryland.